This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Jonathan Tomek is the Vice President of Research and Development for Digital Element. They have 50 patents. They're used by small to large enterprises. You've probably heard of some of their clients, including Oracle, AWS, Yahoo, The Trade Desk, Cisco, and so many more. Found online at digitalelement.com. Jonathan, welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you for having me.
So you guys really solve a fundamental problem for cybersecurity as well as other markets. Tell us about it.
So we do GeoIP intelligence, which involves figuring out where IP addresses are physically located, but also finding out a little bit more about the IP addresses themselves, adding context. So if that IP address is, say, behind a VPN or a proxy, which could be located in a geo area, it's somebody lying about where they're located. So it's kind of like a merging of data, which is why GeoIP intelligence is more than one big thing.
Well, the way you do it, I'm sure, is complex behind the scenes, but you've simplified the process so that we can determine if we have spoofed IP addresses, if we have botnets attacking us when we're trying to sell tickets online and other things. How do you describe a deployment? What's a typical deployment? Is it API calls? Is it a big text file? How do you deploy?
So it depends on the customer's use case. Some customers leverage our API, which is fantastic for them. Others would like to have something a little bit more near a closer solution, such as an on-premises solution, which we have that, as well as customers leverage our flat file in case they need super sub-millisecond response times. But to each customer, it's up to them.
And can you give some of your favorite use cases for cybersecurity purposes and or privacy and identification of people?
This is one of my favorite use cases in the cybersecurity way, which is it's not just about knowing how to block where an IP address is coming from in a specific country, but also about the cyber criminals that try to avoid those detections and leverage specific VPNs or proxies. So if you're seeing not just one IP address coming in from a provider, but many coming from one provider, and they're all failed login attempts or any kind of attacks, you could then say, hey, let's take a step back and look at this. And then you find out, wait a minute, there's like actual real logins. Those are the ones to really investigate.
That's great. And you have clients like Stars and Dish Networks. And I have a feeling that's for geolocation of IP addresses based on content distribution rights. Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So those kind of customers will be leveraging us to help protect their data or their, such as their movies or content that they have, to make sure that people are using it from the locations that are allowed. So if somebody was living in, say, Japan that wanted to watch US content, they would, if they were leveraging, say, a VPN or a proxy coming through the United States, we'd be able to help them secure that kind of service to say, oh, this is not authorized.
And the reason that happens in the industry, especially with movies and TV shows, is when the content is developed and it's licensed, there's different licenses. Some are not yet licensed for certain countries. Maybe they're negotiating deals and it's not yet available in Japan. So to VPN in and try to get permission and access to something that hasn't been properly licensed in that country, you guys can help folks like Stars and Dish comply with regulations and ensure that they're doing what they promise when they sign contracts for content distribution.
Correct. That's why it's that two-phased approach, which is knowing where the IP address is physically located and then knowing which ones are also lying about it.
So Jonathan, if somebody's masking an IP address, how do you determine and detect that and share that data with your client?
Great question. So other than telling you about our proprietary solutions that we have methods of collecting the providers themselves by leveraging their services. And that's how we determine where their exits are located and the entrances for that matter. So if you see somebody coming from one of those IP addresses, we've 100% confirmed it comes from those specific providers. As far as the geo is concerned, I mean, this is what, 25 years worth of new methods and techniques that we've been collecting just to make sure our data is as accurate as possible.
Digital Element has 50 patents and has been in business for a long time doing this. So you are the market leader geolocating IP addresses and having IP address intelligence, probably better than anyone else out there. I assume also you have numerous relationships with ISPs all over the globe.
We do, we do.
So what's a typical deployment for a cybersecurity purpose? Could you give us an example of your favorite cybersecurity deployment?
So my favorite deployment would probably be somebody leveraging us to figure out all the additional context behind an IP address, and not just one, but many. So we've had a couple customers come to us that have had, let's say, 100,000 IP addresses, and they just really don't know what happened other than the fact that these look a little nefarious. So we worked together with them and found out that amongst all that data that we were tracking, a high percentage of that traffic as between different VPNs and proxies, as well as different types of compromise systems. And then working together, we were able to help reduce their fraud, I believe, by like over 80%.
That's incredible. And what's interesting, I'm curious as well, are you aware of or can tie in malware, drive-by malware data or for URLs and IP addresses? Can you say, hey, I'm certain not only is that a bad IP address, it's deploying some of the worst malware today?
So I'm going to say no as a real answer, but I'm going to say sometimes because some of the VPNs and the proxy providers that are out there leverage compromised systems. And those systems, as they start merging, you end up seeing this IP address, which ties to a specific VPN provider that is deploying malware or scanning techniques. And then it all kind of bundles together. So we do provide a lot of that additional context to say that this is an IP address that's tied to a provider that's known to have compromised systems. And that alone is something very important for a customer, especially in the cybersecurity use case, because it builds cases to say, oh, these are compromised routers, or this is a system that is all a bunch of Cisco ASAs, anything like that. Who knows? There's a lot of different use cases for that.
Seems like there's many use cases to defend against masked IP addresses, to protect content, to ensure you know who's really coming in. Can banks and credit unions use this service to kind of do a double check after even beyond an MFA test that it really is so and so on their cell phone that they use all the time?
100%. That is actually a big use case that we've pitched out because seeing the amount of money mules that come in that try to compromise different accounts, especially because the cyber criminals like to use a specific IP address. Now, speaking of that, it gives a great use case, which is if you know where a credit card's coming from in a specific zip code, because you have the class two data, the track two data, you could go and some of these providers, some of the proxy providers let you look like you're coming in from that specific zip code. So if you come through there, you're removing a bunch of the different checks that are out there. So you can bypass two-factor auth sometimes.
Wow. So banks and credit unions and their partners like the Fiservs and the Jack Henrys, the folks providing this ecosphere for us to be able to do online banking, whether it's on our computer or mobile device, really need Digital Element in the mix to ensure one extra layer of protection that it really is me moving money or taking money out of my bank account.
It helps a lot.
That's great. Jonathan, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners today?
Oh, I think you asked a lot of great questions. So, no, I'm great.
And how quickly can we deploy Digital Element? And does it matter the size of our organization?
I'm going to say no. I mean, it's just a matter of reading the documentation. I mean, if you leverage the API, you're up within the time your developers can leverage it. If you're going to want to have a more custom solution, something that's internal, it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's not too terrible.
So can we be up in a day?
I would say yes, but it all depends at the speed of business sometimes. So.
Got it. And we're going to send our folks to your website. It's digitalelement.com. Jonathan Tomek, you are the VP of Research and Development at an amazing company with 50 patents on IP address intelligence and geolocation data, probably one of the best in the world, a market leader. Folks, this is the kind of service you need. You go to digitalelement.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.